Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
All right, let's have some fun before we get back to the Middle East and Tom Friedman at the bottom of the hour. I've warmed up some soup. Michelle made this great soup.
It smells great.
Yeah, it's chicken, potatoes, beans, carrots. Mm. It's outstanding.
Do you have extra, or is that just all you have?
I'd share a little bit with you.
Because I'm going to make a sandwich, so maybe I'll have a little soup.
Yeah, I don't have a lot, though.
Oh, shoot. Get
the big chunks of potato, too.
Yeah. She kind of regretted.
Dice.
Yeah, she kind of regretted afterwards. I said, "That's fine. It's fine.
As long as they're cooked through, it's still."
I mean, I put her in timeout for 10
you
minutes.
You did.
Yeah.
Fine.
Be better.
No talking.
Be better. No talking.
What are these russets?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a UConn.
UConn Jack.
Yeah. I'm a UConn Gold. Dave, UConn Gold? Is that what you
I go with the red potato typically.
Red potatoes.
Yeah, like
Susan
potatoes.
K., what's your potatoes? I'm going to have
I
a
like
little.
Mashed potatoes.
What type of potato? I can take the red potato.
Au gratin.
I can mash it. I can slice it and grill. There's a lot of options.
What is the best way to prepare a potato since Susie's already moved on past the russet? Of course, those are named after Tim Russert, the late great Meet the Press.
Oh, yeah.
UConn Gold. Is a French fry the best way? Because
no.
Out yesterday, I'm going to get to that in a second.
Okay.
And I abstain from the fries to have onion rings.
Oh, onion rings. A nice onion ring is, if it's not.
It's better than French fries.
Yeah. Has to be done right, though.
Yep. Yep. Mashed potatoes, is that the way you're going?
I like mashed potatoes.
How about really scallop good. Potatoes? You seem like a scallop potato person. Don't you look like a scallop potato person that shows up
what
at a Sunday
that mean?
Church event? And,
yeah. Church basement lady.
Yeah, exactly.
That.
That's
oh
it.
Oh, my God. When I was married.
You could use a little church. We know you.
When I was married, my mother-in-law asked me how I did my scalloped potatoes, how I prepared them. I'm like, well, Helen, that would be a box.
Yeah, that would be the box.
Wow. Was that the beginning of the end right there?
I think. I failed on so many fronts. I failed on so many
All right,
fronts.
We'd love plenty of people to, how did Luke Donald say it? Contribute.
Mm-hmm.
Contribute. We'd like you to contribute.
Ask us.
651-461-9226. All right, Susan K., what do you have?
Well, you know, I didn't think I had anything.
Mm.
And then I get out of my house, and I'm walking to my car, and I'm not kidding. Perhaps bigger than me was a freaking wild turkey. They are completely overrated, underrated, properly rated, should be shot. I think I should be able to shoot
wow.
the turkey in my front yard.
Mm.
So that really...
They're beautiful creatures, aren't they?
No, these are dogs. They're awful. They're ugly.
Awful.
They're terrible.
They're ugly-looking wild turkeys.
They're ugly, yes, and they're...
Really?
They're arrogant. I mean, I personally don't like them.
Well,
like,
they don't taste very good either.
Let's
just remind people, the turkey is the worst part of the Thanksgiving meal.
You don't like turkey. I love a good... I like a beautiful turkey, but these things were the black wild turkeys.
I think we have. Don't you think the last 10 years we have more wild turkeys?
Yes. Yes, and they're bold.
Are they invading us?
They are. And are we gonna be,
it's not AI that we should worry about.
Wild
it's wild turkeys.
Oh, good one.
What was that again?
That was good.
You're the neck thing again.
All right, we should have a camera on you. That was great.
On YouTube.
Okay, so let's move on. Oh, you want to stick with
Let's not move on. I'm trying to work in my lunch here while you're talking.
I know. Well, I have another thing.
Unless
you want to complain about turkeys. They're overrated.
Okay, so again, it's susan.jones@odyssey.com.
Send them
from
my
PETA,
way.
If you want to attack her for saying, are you encouraging other people to shoot wild turkeys or just you are allowed to shoot them?
Well, today I almost hit one with my purse because they're so bold.
Was this turkey to you?
Really close, and it wasn't getting the hint. I'm like, get out of my yard, you stupid turkey.
Was it a single turkey?
Two of them. Stayed right. Sometimes there's seven or eight.
Are you leaving food out for them?
No,
like, what are you doing?
They wander around the neighborhood. I see them.
Come out looking for a fight?
No, literally, it scared the crap out of me. I come out of my front door, bam!
Can you give me an angry turkey here?
Oh, man. I'm telling you, I am not the only one. I bet you get a lot of people. Don't choke. Good Lord over there.
Yeah.
All right.
You jump right in this microphone in a second.
I would take over.
You'd throw my carcass on the ground and say,
no problem, Bigfoot.
All these segments are done.
Done.
I'm back in charge.
I'm in charge.
Get out of here. Did you did you think about falling down again? Because you know we still have the poop injury.
The poop injury
is the ankle okay now?
Yep. And I'm almost the last injury. You know, I got a scab on my foot. It's almost gone.
Almost gone.
Yeah.
Maybe the wild turkey's suspected weakness. You know, when you're basically working on one leg right now.
I was going to drive my car over him. I was going to get in my car and just jump up on my front yard and just mow him down. I hate them.
Can't tell.
I really hate them.
Yeah. I couldn't. Really? You do?
Yeah, I don't.
The first 12 times you said it.
Yeah.
All right, what's number two? And go as long as you want.
Number two, smoking marijuana in public. Coming in today. I'll say that properly rated is free parking on a holiday, so I got a nice parking spot, and I'm coming down 2nd Avenue toward the station, and I can smell it. I'm like, God, somebody's smoking weed. I can stinky old skunk smell. So I'm walking.
This is the first time you've smelled marijuana
but
in downtown Minneapolis?
I took a picture of the guy.
Yep.
He's on the corner.
Wait, stop. You're just randomly taking pictures.
Yep.
By the way, it's legal.
I realize that, but I think there's something just outrageous stand on the corner of 7th and 2nd outside the North Star and just hitting this joint like it was nobody's business.
Is that, smoking marijuana is, but
in
downtown Minneapolis, I don't believe it is, right, Dave?
We need to Google that.
Yeah.
Smoking.
I mean, I would think journalists like you would know that.
No,
right?
I don't know.
Did you
that.
Investigate that before
no,
you started?
Mm-mm.
I mean,
just took a picture of him.
In other words, your day
bad.
Has been stalking. You
I've been
stalked.
Stalked
the turkeys,
yep.
And now you stalked a marijuana guy.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. I'm doing all right too. I'm going on vacation on Wednesday. So
it's
I'm
been a while.
Upset.
I mean, it's been a long time. Was it like a week ago? You just
it's
came
a
back
week. Yeah.
from 3 weeks in Ireland,
yeah.
And now you're going out again.
I am. Then I think I'm going to be here for all of November. I might have to take a sick day.
No chance.
I'm going to take a sick day.
Okay.
In November.
I'm in for $1,000, your charity of choice, if you are here every day in November.
Well, I'm not going to be here on Thanksgiving, your favorite holiday, not. What
oh,
meat?
I, no, I, lo- I love.
What meat do you prefer on?
Ham.
Oh, okay.
Ham.
Okay.
Yeah. I love Thanksgiving.
All right.
I love that. It's just, I'm
it's
just telling
religious.
You.
I think it's sacrilegious.
I just think turkey's about the seventh best item. Yeah.
All right.
I'm not trying to kill the turkeys in the yard like you, Dave. Did you look something up there? You're shaking your head.
I was shaking my head at your... You want ham, which is the most boring of
it's
all pork
Easter.
Products.
You Let's, eat.
If you're going to go pork, do better, and you need turkey
Ham's
for the gravy.
Tremendous.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows. Can I do my last one, and then
of
I'll
course you
be
can.
Quiet? I'm going to say this, and I'm a season ticket holder, right? Sky Uma, row the boat. The Golden Gopher football team is so overrated, and they played so badly at the stadium on Saturday night.
Did they win the game or not?
They did. And okay. I even brought that up. We were complaining on the light rail because I was taking light rail back to my mom's.
You survived somehow.
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't fall down. The point is, I said, in the words of Sid Hartman, a W is a W. I think your dad said something about win.
No, he would copy Al Davis's just win, baby.
Just
no,
win.
They were not impressive.
They were not.
Purdue's
impressive.
Not very good.
Purdue's not very good.
Purdue can't run at all, and they ran for like 8,000 yards.
And the Gophers at halftime had a negative rush yard.
And then the kid from Esco made a great play.
Great play.
But it was not a dad. The best performance was Chad Smith from our show.
Yeah.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, the drummer, podcasted. How fun was he, right, Dave?
He was fun during the interview, and he was fun to watch on Saturday.
Absolutely.
Night.
Nice. All right, let's pause.
Okay.
Dave, I want to talk Shoal next segment.
Oh, we could
Because
that.
You know what I'd like to do now? I'd like to have more of my soup.
That makes sense.
That's important.
I'm going to have more of my soup. Then we'll come back. Do you want to chime in overrated? You go ahead. You can. 651-461-9226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Underrated from the texters, surprised my wife Sarah on Friday with Jonas Brothers tickets, fulfilling an 18-year dream of hers to go see them from our guy Josh. It's never good when your mother-in-law starts giving cooking instructions. That was Susie's free Thanksgiving dinner.
In my front yard.
Overrated roasted corn on the cob. Jeez, who hurt this person? Best potatoes russet, correctly baked. No. UConn, baby. Thanksgiving is about the filling. That is correct. The stupid banter. Today it's potato, now it's turkeys, is so tiresome. Every day I listen to some stupid banter between coworkers.
Come on. Why do you want to rain on our parade?
You can tell I'm devastated. Chad, wild turkeys done right is fabulous. Would love to be able to shoot them in my yard.
Come over to my yard.
Please post a video of Susie battling a wild turkey. I'd love that.
Chasing it around with my purse.
Seven wild turkeys in our backyard in Golden Valley right now. By the way, Golden Valley, the greatest town on the planet.
See, they're out.
Properly rated, the mediocrity of the Gophers, P.J. Fleck remarked after the OSU game, by the way, where they lost 42-3. We did a lot of good things. We didn't turn the ball over. Yep.
And they lost.
That one was closer than the score indicated, though.
And I believe they kicked the first field goal, right?
That's right. Yep. We're up.
All right, sir, what do you have?
Let's continue on the food theme, since that's angering the text.
Yeah.
Egg sandwiches.
How's your day, by the way?
My day?
Yeah.
My day's pretty good.
Good?
Yeah.
Good, okay.
No major complaints.
All right.
The egg sandwich, a great egg sandwich is underrated.
Not egg salad, but
no.
A fried egg
no,
sandwich?
No, a great, you know, scrambled egg fried egg, however you want to do it. And my egg sandwich game, I just pat myself on the back.
Okay.
It's really gotten sharp.
Okay,
really
so sharp. When it's at its sharpest, what is on your sandwich? What's the bread? Is it fried? Is it scrambled? What's the key here?
I crushed it on Saturday for lunch, myself and Lindsay, just the two of us. So yeah. I made
the kids had to just fend for themselves.
They were out with Grandma and Grandpa having fun out somewhere north at some park. I don't know what they're doing.
Good.
We had the soft scrambled egg with green onions mixed in.
Mm-hmm.
We had sausage patty. We had a nice sharp cheddar cheese.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
We had an herb garlic butter on a toasted ciabatta roll. It was tremendous.
That's fancy.
It was tremendous.
Really? Again, links better than the patty.
Not
but if you're making a sandwich,
you can cut it up.
Right.
You can cut it up. I'm not the biggest ciabatta bread guy.
Does it feel la-di-da?
No, I think it's better saying ciabatta bread than eating ciabatta bread. Closed circuit comment.
Ciabatta.
Yeah. Okay, how about today? What was your? Did you go to the well again?
Or no,
was
it, no.
Today, did you rest in your laurels from 3 days ago?
Well, they're good laurels to rest on. It was only 2 days ago. And no, today it was just eggs, ham and eggs. God, I love ham and eggs.
For breakfast you
ham
had
and eggs,
that?
Yes.
Oh.
I thought you said, you just told us previously, ham's the most boring pork. Why'd you have it for breakfast then, Mr. Anti-Boring?
To mix in with eggs.
Hmm.
You guys fight way too much.
That's because he's kind of a jerk.
Well, are you new here?
Sourdough eats ciabatta bread any day. That's correct.
Sourdough is great. Sourdough.
Underrated, a full body massage. Absolutely. Overrated, New Year's Eve textures.
You know what? I'm with the texture.
Try sprinkling some Lowry's seasoning salt on your egg sandwich. Overrated adult Halloween parties. When's the last time, Susie, as an adult, you dressed up and went to a party?
A long time.
Would you like to go this time?
I don't know. I mean, maybe. I enjoyed, I think the best Halloween costume I ever had, I rented, and it was a saloon girl, and it was like from the 1800s, you know, with the corset and the feather in the hair and the fishnet stockings. I had it all going
on. Yeah, baby.
Yep.
Do you have any pictures of that?
Maybe I could find
some.
Oh,
that would be tremendous.
Yeah, we've had, you know, a lot of my Halloween parties I don't remember. Because I was smashed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you're past that.
Thank you.
Back to Dave. What else do you have?
I'll go two more quick ones.
You're fine.
Overrated Aaron Glenn, Jets coach.
Yeah. Oh.
Complaining that the media is asking him, well, that's a dumb question. Why would you ask that? About perhaps changing the quarterback after they get a net negative 10 passing yards.
You're better than that.
The Broncos.
Don't ask that.
Oh, Aaron Glenn, there's a reason you're asked that question. Your team is terrible.
Yeah.
Okay. And then lastly, I think it's criminally overrated in this town how we do not pay attention to what's going to be going on this week. Looking at the press release this morning. MSP Airport preparing for a surge in passengers for MEA.
I don't know why the media never covers it.
They send us the press release and nobody's talking.
Never
about
covers.
It. We need to get on it, Susie. Could you work on that in the newsroom?
I will again donate $1,000 to a charity of your choice if you convince the entire newsroom to not mention this repeat story that we've
done
since the start of time.
The Terminal 1 Flex Lane is debuting.
Wow.
The Flex Lane, Jeff.
$1,000 to to a charity of your choice.
Taylor is there. She's very excited.
Oh, you're doing it already.
She's very excited.
Oh, my God.
I think they might even
It's Monday.
I think they're going to have music in the mezzanine to calm people down.
Nice.
Maybe there might be a pet therapy dog to help people calm down.
Be good. Maybe a therapy turkey.
I hope there's a therapy wild turkey. That is, what is a sexual wild turkey sound like? Few more things here.
Oh my God.
When it's either a text or a tweet, when somebody says, "I dare you, you don't have the balls to ask," it's like that's the tipping point. You know, like I've heard anybody, "Oh no, oh no,
here we go."
This person says, "I dare you,
I triple dog dare you."
Oh my God, it's hysterical. Pam Bondi, bravo to Pam Bondi, not for answering questions, not for any independence from the Trump administration. But when Amy Poehler was Bondi and much more humorously Tina Fey was Kristi Noem, Pam Bondi gave it a big thumbs up and laughed and had fun with it.
Yes.
That was good.
It was great, right? She should. The amount of spam calls I'm receiving is about 10,000 a day. It's ridiculous. I was just on the Twitter machine, a reporter here in town, put something out, then some random guy goes with about the grossest, most sexist, disgusting comment that you can about a woman. Just awful.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to click on this person within the headline, Child of God.
Ah!
I mean, you guys are such frauds. It's gross no matter what, but then in your description about yourself, Child of God. Okay.
That's nice.
Okay. You're really, really living up to it. And the last thing to the soon-to-be outgoing governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, maybe the first time we've ever talked about it. There is a nor'easter happening right now in his state.
Mm-hmm.
And he's at a family friend's wedding. Don't these politicians ever learn?
No.
When there's like a tragedy unfolding, cancel your plans.
Yeah. Grow up.
I'm sorry, no matter how close the friend is, when this could potentially be really bad for your state, turn around.
Mm.
Show up. You know?
Yep.
If you're going to rip Ted Cruz for Cancun, then Phil Murphy deserves the same. Thank you, Susie.
Yes, sir.
Tom Friedman in minutes on what is taking place today and so many other questions related to... Do we have long-term peace? Do we have short-term peace? The hostage is back. Minnesota's own Tom Friedman, as good as anyone on the Middle East, joins us in minutes. I'm going to talk about Amber Scholl. I want to talk about insurance, and I'd love to say it's free. You know, you call Amber Scholl's office, you track them down at teamscholl.com. And, of course, they're with a great company like American Family, and they're just going to give away. No, it just doesn't work that way. Because you may have a condo, a cabin, a house. You might have been involved in some other real estate. You might have a homeowner situation. I can tell you what they're going to give you. Comprehensive, thorough, and the best coverage that you can get out there. Just go again to teamscholl.com with American Family. I want a local office. I don't want just the generic American Family. Lay out everything you need. Maybe you got kids driving. Maybe you're covering grandparents. Maybe it's just you on your own, big family, whatever it is. Somebody from the team, including Amber, because she has an entire team, will analyze where you're at, see where they can save you money, see where they can give you better coverage. And Amber's been with this office for 15 years, and I've been with that office for 35 years. That's how much I trust it. TeamScholl.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This opinion is shared by tens of millions in this country. If today, considering what has taken place between Israel, Hamas, is it just a ceasefire? Is it peace? The hostages released? But if you could have any journalists on in the country, the one we're about to have on is the one tens of millions would select, including myself. It is Tom Friedman. Tom started covering the Middle East in 1979. He has covered conflict after conflict. And Tom, on an extraordinarily busy day, is kind enough to join us. Tom, I greatly appreciate this. Hope you and your family are well. Let me start with the most basic question, because as we know, this all started October 7th with the attack from Hamas, but we know it had been festering long, long before that. Why, over the last few days, why was this the time that both sides agreed to this deal?
Well, Chad, first of all, it's great to be with you. Got to take care of the hometown friends.
Thank you, sir.
This war... My short take right now, Chad, is this Gaza war ended, or at least we got a ceasefire, hostage release, prisoner exchange, because of Donald Trump. He made it happen. Would not have happened without him. It will transform itself into a lasting peace only if Trump triples down, not doubles down. On the kind of pressure he exerted on all the parties. And so that's really the question for me going forward. Very important day. This
right.
Terrible war, the worst war between Israelis and Palestinians ever, I think is over. I don't think Hamas or Netanyahu would ever have a mandate from their people to restart this war again. Doesn't mean it can't happen, but be very unlikely to me. But transforming it from a ceasefire into the kind of Middle East peace that Trump talks about will require him to twist the arms of Hamas and Netanyahu to another at least 30 degrees until they say uncle, aunt, and uncle twice in order to actually transform this into something more lasting.
Yeah, that was one of your last columns about that, where you gave the president credit but said it has to be more. So let's be more specific,
yeah.
Tom. What can the president do? How can he persuade Netanyahu to do more? And then also with Hamas, and how do we directly negotiate Hamas, or do we continue negotiating the way we've done over the last, well, since the Trump administration came on board?
You know, the key thing, Chad, in all of this is Israel embracing a credible Palestinian partner for a two-state solution. So what Trump will have to do is to leverage the Arab-Muslim alliance he put together to force Hamas to agree to a ceasefire. That's Egypt, Turkey, Qatar in particular, to get Hamas to disarm militarily, and in effect force Netanyahu to disarm politically and agree to work with a reformed, upgraded Palestinian Authority in order to begin to take steps back toward a two-state solution. And Trump will have to spend the rest of his presidency working on this. But he has proved himself in this area quite adept at squeezing both sides and inducing both sides to get this far. And, you know, I hope he continues. I wish him well in that. I don't support a lot of things that he's doing at home in our own country. In fact, I wish he would be as much a uniter at home as he is in Hamas and not be a divider at home as he is in Gaza. But that said, the president, I think, made a unique contribution here, and only a similar contribution going forward. Actually, triple strength will actually get us in anywhere in the ballpark of peace.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I rarely agree with the president, and I wish he would show those skills in uniting this country. But you've covered this man for decades, and yes. I don't see – I think there's a better chance the two of us tie for the Masters lead after the first round than that that takes place. Okay, on the two-state solution, I think this has been the answer for decades. So do you. But one person who does not is Bibi Netanyahu. So why is he going to change?
Well, it's actually Bibi Netanyahu and Hamas. You know, both of them saw the future of that region as being a single entity between the river and the sea, controlled by either Palestinian Muslims in the case of Hamas or Israel. So what would get them to change? It's only going to be just intense pressure from the outside. And I do sense, when you write this down, Chad, when you read it in the paper, this has been the worst Israeli-Palestinian war, because there have been so many.
Right.
You sort of lose. I mean, 67,000 roughly Palestinians were killed in this war, 20,000 of them Hamas, roughly. So we're talking about almost, 50,000 civilians, kids, mothers, children lost their lives. You know what I mean? It's been just, and their homes, it's been devastating for them. On the Israeli side, they had 1,200 people, slaughtered on October 7th, 2023, and, hundreds wounded and killed since, and taken hostage in a national trauma. This has been the most traumatic war, I think, ever between Israelis and Palestinians, including the war of 1948 in some ways. And so I don't think either side wants to visit this play again. And that relief that you see in Gaza and in Israel, I think it's very real. And anyone who tries to take them back to war now, I think is going to meet with real resistance. Again, getting them to make the compromises going forward is going to be another question. But, Hamas and Netanyahu have had a codependency ever since the assassination of Rabin. It was Hamas suicide bombs after the assassination of Rabin, which destroyed the candidacy of Shimon Peres and brought Netanyahu to power the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Netanyahu who kept Hamas alive in Gaza. So the Palestinians would not be united and he would not have to negotiate with the PA. And so what Trump has to do, and he's taken the first steps to do it, is breaking that codependency. And that will mean taking on Netanyahu. Up to now, he just had to, if this were, all-star wrestling, it was just a little, slight arm behind the back in order to get him to move. We're talking now about really, real pressure and pain and making historical choices.
But
without that, this is not going to happen.
That's the thing, though. This is Tom Friedman, 3-time Pulitzer Prize winner, St. Louis Park native. Again, and I started the show, this about the third or fourth time since last week, I made the point to say I'm giving him immense credit, along with disagreeing with him on about 90% of his other policies, but he absolutely deserves a great deal of credit. And part of my criticism with him, Tom, often is he can be involved in these grandiose ideas and these substantial and meaningful ideas, and then it's the next shiny object or it's the next bizarre comment with Truth Social. So what is the likelihood over the next 6 months when so much is going to happen and he's going to create so much of that news that he's going to stay in a detailed way, or he keeps Kushner and Witkoff and Rubio and others immensely involved and says, I don't want this just to be the 2 or 3 days of this. I want to see this working when nobody thought this could work. And even if he wants it selfishly for his own credit, whatever. If it works, we're all better for it.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, that's a $64,000 question, Jed. I have no idea. He has made himself chairman of the Peace Board in Gaza. Though,
I was shocked by that, Tom. I thought he'd take a lower position.
Yeah, so he's put himself right in the middle of this. And so, look, I wouldn't bet the wife and kids on it, but I'm just going to sit here watching. But it's the most interesting new dynamic in the region in a long time.
Will Hamas be in charge of Gaza 2-3 years from now?
Hard to know. Again, what we don't know right now, Chad, is the real true emotional chemistry in Gaza. So, you know, the morning after the war, Hamas says, we got prisoners out. We fought the Jews, you know, for 2 years. We have our great victory. We lost a few people and buildings, but all to get the Palestinian cause more in the global agenda. That's what they will say. Let's see how people of Gaza react when they contemplate their house in rubbles. So many lost family, friends, relatives. I think, you know, Hamas has some explaining to do. Let's put it that way.
Right, yeah. Right.
The
question, though, again, Tom, is can you be free enough to speak out about that without the fear you're going to have to watch your children die right in front of you?
Yeah, I mean, that's another dynamic. Look, when it comes to being pessimistic, I can do it with the best of them. And I'm just pointing out, if Trump wants to succeed, this is the dynamic that will be required.
Yeah.
Whether he does it, whether Hamas goes along, how all this emotional chemistry plays out over time, it's not clear to me. But I always felt that when this terrible war, this traumatic war was over, that both sides would go back and say, we really don't want to do that again.
Yeah, I hope so. One last thing on this, I want to just get to one other point, too. Of the other people involved, whether it's Witkoff, whether it's Rubio, whether it's Jared Kushner, who else deserves a significant amount of credit for this taking place?
Well, I think, you know, I want to give a shout out to President Biden, who actually was and Tony Blinken, who first actually articulated roughly this 20-point plan. Unfortunately, Netanyahu rejected it and broke the ceasefire back in March. But I think Jared Kushner, Witkoff, certainly they were the key players in laying the groundwork for this, for Trump to then come in and deliver the coup de grace.
Can you explain to me where we're at with the Qatari base or not a base in Idaho? It seemed like Friday, Major Garrett from CBS News is a regular every Friday with us, and we both were just like, is this really happening? You know, when the Secretary of Defense is making this announcement, and then all of a sudden I'm seeing J.D. Vance on every show known to mankind yesterday saying fake news. Was this just the MAGA folks couldn't believe it and the administration backpedaled, or how did this play out?
You know, that was the craziest story I've seen in a while, Chad. I have no idea. I've been so busy dealing with the real news that I haven't had time for the fake stuff. If it is fake, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Just too crazy for me.
Yeah. And then reports coming out that the U.S. has been helping Ukraine attacking energy sites in Russia more than has been acknowledged. You have Zelensky coming to the White House Friday. You have the president on Air Force One when he mainly was talking about Gaza, saying, well, maybe I'll tell Putin, unless this gets resolved, I'm going to allow the Ukrainians to use our Tomahawks. Will he finally, in definitive ways, stand up to Vladimir Putin?
I hope so. I'll believe it when I see it. I was glad to read those stories about our help because Russia's been going after Ukraine's infrastructure. The only way the Ukraine war ends is the only way that Gaza ends, when one side or another feels that time is not on their side. And for now, Putin still feels time is on his side. If Donald Trump can change that equation by giving more potent and accurate missiles to Ukraine, I say God bless him. That war has gone on too long. It's a stupid war started by a stupid man in an evil way. And I hope these stories about Trump giving Ukraine the weapons it needs to signal Putin that the jig is up, your time is not on your side, are true.
Always appreciate it, sir. Immense success to you going forward. I wish only the best health to you and your family, and make sure Rick's giving you plenty of strokes.
Well, Chad, the question I have very quickly is, are the Vikes going to defeat Philadelphia, and who's going to be the quarterback this weekend?
It's a very, very good question. I think Carson Wentz will be the starter, and I think the Eagles have shown themselves not to be the same. They got a fair amount of dissension going on, and they might figure it out later, like they did last year, but right now I think is the right time to play Philly.
I will be glued to my TV, as I always am.
I know you will, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Tom Friedman. We could not have a better guest on a day like this, and we thank the St. Louis Park native. You want to react? You certainly can. 651-461-9226. Music related to the release of the hostages. If you want to see pure joy, absolute pure joy, whether it's just on a FaceTime, when it's on a phone call, but even more so, Dave, when the folks are face-to-face and when you're in a room, and as optimistic as you might be, when it's, let's be honest, second by second, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, month by month, year by year, and it's your son, no daughters came back today. All killed. No women came back today. All killed. How awful is that? But this is someone who you can't imagine life without. And you're thinking every day, what are they doing to my friend, my husband, my son, my cousin? And maybe you are the most shining light of optimism ever, Dave. And you thought you would always see him. And I don't think any one of us can imagine what that would be like if it's your child or someone extraordinarily close to you. How would you not feel incomprehensible pain constantly?
Yeah.
Have just horrible dreams and just and to get, you know, the ceasefires before and get your hopes up and have it all fall apart. And even last week, some of these folks are thinking, was it really going to happen? Because we've been here before. And then to see those individuals, can't get better than that.
Yep. As you said, the most optimistic person in the world in that situation. Over 2 years, your mind has to go to very dark places. It just does. And there can't be any way around it, knowing that, you know, your loved one is in the hands of an enemy who hates them. And it's been that many months, that many years. You have no idea what condition they are in. But, I mean, I was absolutely welling up watching some of the videos this morning. How could you not?
Same.
How could you not, you know? Sons meeting fathers and mothers and siblings and friends, and just there is no more pure joy than those videos right there.
Well, and we're getting some of this. We're going to get more. If you're a Palestinian living in Gaza, who never wanted any part of Hamas.
Yeah.
And you are the mom and dad who, who knows, 10, 15 years, you, forget that, 30, 40, 50 years, live just a normal life, right?
As much as you could.
And as much as you could, because, by the way, you weren't going back and forth. And at least you had a job, and there was a grocery store, and there was a doctor, and there was a hospital. And now, because of the grotesque viciousness of Hamas, and then the non-surgical approach by Bibi Netanyahu, you had to look at your kids and say, we don't know if today's the day where our house gets bombed, where legitimately Hamas could have a tunnel right underneath their homes. Tunnels where people try to compare them to the subways in New York. I'm not defending anybody who's directly tied to Hamas. Let me be crystal clear. But for individuals who blame all Palestinians, or will say, I can't give any sympathy to Palestinians because they elected Hamas, give me a break. That is so insulting. As if this was a free election. And there were too many people who supported Hamas and wanted Hamas. Mm-hmm. And I decry those votes. But the other folks, are you convinced you were willing to take a chance on your kids getting their throat slit? So let's hope some normalcy comes back to those folks as soon as possible. We want to go to 50?
I would.
Chip Scoggins, next hour. Who will be the Vikings quarterback? Tom Friedman just asked that. I lean Carson Wentz because KOC was very vague on JJ's health. More of that next hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.